Blog Talk Radio.
Cowboy from Survivor number 13, Cook Island. Yeah, I had just had a great, great, great time at a rad reality show here, and eat more rice. Okay, see y'all.
Welcome to the rad reality show, and yes, please, eat more rice. What, Michelle? Are you laughing at that?
No, I love it.
Yeah, Cowboy, he is a nut. I'm going to get
him
on
our show. He's awesome.
Have you met him yet, or have you talked to him? Oh, yeah, you talked to him for my
birthday,
right? Or
yeah, he called
stuff.
In. Oh, my God. He is, like, this story is so amazing.
Yeah, I really, this Thursday, he was so crazy. I mean, I
really?
Thought, like, one of the best, one of the funniest guests. And then, you know, we had him and Cowboy up on the phone line.
Cowboy and Cowboy?
Yeah, Cowboy and Cowboy.
Wow.
So,
I like to
funny.
Be in the middle of those cowboys.
Yeah, I kept that teasing. I kept on teasing Cherry and Paul and people that were on the phone line with them. I said, you got three of the most talkative people up here on the phone line. You guys ain't going to have a chance to speak. how are you doing, Michelle? You doing better?
I am. I had a little relapse yesterday, but I've realized that I am allergic to Tylenol.
Ooh.
I cannot take Tylenol anymore. I am banned from taking Tylenol. My body, I don't know what it is. It's just, I just become very nauseous, and I was nauseous all day yesterday until about 3 in the morning. But I'm going to X out Tylenol, and Advil is new in my life when I take medicine, because I never take medicine. So the fact that I took it, it must have been that I was really sick, and then the fact that I get sick from taking it just goes to show you that my body's just used to killing germs and fending off germs and sickness on its own. So,
well, Advil is really good. And Bayer.
Bayer, that's right. That's the other one. I couldn't think of the other one.
And don't even ask me, because I won't tell you the truth how I'm feeling.
How are you feeling, Ron?
I just said I won't tell you the truth.
Well,
I feel like shit.
Oh.
I feel like shit, and I it's been a bad weekend, and I'll be okay. I just can't wait to get cut open. How many people say that, but I really mean it. I'm ready.
It's going to make you better. That's why you're on.
I think so. I'm willing to take the risk almost. Let them cut me if it's going to make me feel better. Cherry, say hello to Michelle and everyone else.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone in the chat room. How you doing, Michelle?
I'm doing good. I just want to let you know that I love that the little message that you sent me, and I'm glad that you downloaded the book and that you love it.
I do. We should
yes,
see if we can get her to come on and visit us online on the show sometime.
Yeah, we're going to try to find her.
Oh, I can find her. Don't you worry about that. I stay in contact with her all the time. I'm so glad that you downloaded it. And do you want to talk maybe a little bit about it and let people know what's up with it and let them know where you downloaded it from? And
yeah,
sure.
Talk about it.
On it.
Sure. I downloaded it to my Kindle, and it's a great read. It's a really easy read. It flows really well. You don't have to, you know, worry about, not picking up the story again once you put it down. It's hard to put down, but if you do
it
put
is.
It down, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, picking it back up and following the story, and it flows really well. I'm not a big reader. I don't read a whole lot of books, so when I say that I like a book, it's a really good book.
But you're not reading the book.
Too.
Wait, time out. Are you reading the book or are you listening to the book?
I'm reading the book.
Oh, okay, so it's on your Kindle before you can read it. I got you.
And the book that we're talking about is what I talked about last week, which is called Sink or Swim by Stacy Juba, J-U-B-A. And it's a little book about reality behind the scenes and how this girl was on a reality show and she ends up leaving it and gets a stalker who ends up killing off everybody that she was on the reality show with and that's coming after her. And it's really a great – if you're into reality – like we are, reality shows. It is a great read. I'm not a big book reader. I'm more of a magazine, newspaper type of reader. But it is a fantastic book. I think she did such a great job, getting to the audience.
I wonder if it's on an audio book. Do you know if it comes out on audio books?
You know, I'm not sure about that, but what I can do is I'm going to write Stacy a little message, and then maybe she can be able to explain to us about where you can get the book, all the different other places besides Kindle and
yeah, bring
Amazon
her on.
And if there is. Yeah, I'm sure she'd
love
to come on for like 15 minutes and really talk about it.
Yeah,
that'd be a great idea. I'm definitely going to do that.
15 minutes, yeah, that was somebody. I mentioned it to Cherry last week when she said she did it, but you know, with my eyes right now, I can't even see the chat room. So, chat room, if you're saying hi to me, I can see it, but it's really blurry today.
Hi,
hey, Ben, are you cooking rice? I just was wondering because he said he was cooking dinner. But
I'm sure
yeah,
he took. I'm sure he took Cowboy's suggestion and is eating rice a lot of it.
No, I am though. I love rice. okay, we do have a caller, and they've been up here. They called in like 10 minutes before the show even started. So I'm going to give them the opportunity to talk because they've been on hold for that long. And And
aggressive, I like.
I do have some subjects to talk about with you, Michelle, but let's bring up a caller real quick and see what they have on their mind. But before I do that, do you not love it when you hear the Big Brother song on the intro?
I freaking love it.
It was tomorrow.
Huh?
I do. Don't
you just wish Big Brother started tomorrow?
I do. I wish. But technically, in March, that's when they start doing their auditioning and all that stuff. So tomorrow is March.
Yeah, tomorrow's March. I'll talk about that in a second, as on my mind. 812, you're on the Rad Reality Show with Manic Monday with Michelle Costa and Ron Rad or Rad Ron, whatever you want to call me.
Hello.
Hello. Name
Hi,
where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Bloomington, Indiana.
And your name?
David.
David,
hey, David.
What's up?
Hi, Michelle. Hello, Ron. I'm also known as Big Brother Blue on Twitter, and I'm also known as just plain old Blue on Carolyn's site at BB Dish.
Okay. Hey, Big Brother Blue.
I've seen your name.
Hello. You have?
Yes. Yes.
Yes,
I'm
a huge Big Brother fan. What?
I've seen you around.
Yeah, I'm a huge Big Brother fan. Hello, Michelle. The book that you're talking about, first of all, is it available on Barnes & Noble Nook? I don't have Kindle.
I'm not quite familiar with what is it, Nook, you said?
Nook,
N-O-O-K, from Barnes & Noble. It's another e-reader, but it's
not. You know, I'm not quite sure. if you go maybe into their to their site or something and maybe put it in a search, it might be able to tell you. Mm-hmm. I know people told me it's Kindle. I know people told me Amazon. So, I mean, okay. It's probably a possibility. I can't see why not,
okay.
But I'm not 100% sure on that. But I know it's definitely on Kindle, and somebody also sent me a message and said it was on Amazon. Have you tried
okay.
going on there and searching for it?
I've not yet, but I'm going to go in and try. Thank you for the recommendation. I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Definitely.
I have a question. Are you guys excited for the new season of BB13? Do you have any thoughts about what's coming up this season or anything?
Well, me personally, I'm hoping it's All Stars, but I've been told that it's not going to be, it will be this season, so, you know, probably going to be season 14, seeing that season 7 was All Stars.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see how they go from what happened last season and how they went about it. So I am curious to see what type of theme. I haven't heard any rumors about anything, what type of theme. I don't know if anybody else on the line right now has heard anything and wants to put a 2 cents
what
in.
What is Big Brother?
I mean,
is that a show that's pretty popular?
Yeah, Big Brother's pretty popular.
Yeah, I think it is, just a little bit. I hear some buzz.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I'd say worldwide it is, definitely.
You know what?
Sure.
I just want to see a good. I want them to bring some colorful people in the house that are going to entertain us and not just keep us.
Me too. I would love to see you, Michelle, back in there for All Stars. I would love, love, love to see you back in there for All Stars. I loved you on the show. I thought you were wonderful. I love your Portuguese, Providence, new Rhode Island accent. I think you're just absolutely wonderful, and I loved you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. That's a wicked awesome comment. I really appreciate it. I wanted to throw a little wicked in there for you.
You know what I would like to see, Michelle?
Who?
Michelle.
Yes.
I would like to see an all-star game
mm-hmm.
from Big Brother where we bring some other, like, a person from Survivor into the game and a person from the Amazing
awesome.
Race.
That
just one each
awesome.
And let them play against.
Survivor versus Big Brother would be really cool.
I think
Big Brother would kick butt. Michelle would
and
kick butt.
And I think
butt.
Simultaneous, too, like also not in the Big Brother house, but bring some Big Brother people out in Survivor land, you know?
No,
exactly.
Thinking,
vice versa. Both. Exactly.
I think
there's
just be
a
cool
huge
to,
ratings. Yeah, cavalcade right there. Huge ratings.
I just think it would be cool to do, like, the Rob versus Russell thing, you know, and have, like, you know, maybe
good
an Amazing
evil
Race versus,
kind of thing?
Like the Rob versus Russell things.
Yeah, but
you, know,
like, you mean like in Big Brother do like a good versus like the evil or something like that?
Yeah, but have like Amazing Race versus Survivor with the Big Brother All-Stars too. You know, or you know what would be also cool, I think, and I've always talked about this, I would like to see like Battle of the Network Stars, but reality-wise, and I wish they'd do that again. I love that, and I miss that.
I'd say throw Charlie Sheen in there and see what the hell happens.
Oh, my God, Charlie Sheen. Oh, that
he'd be trying to smoke the wood or something. Like.
Can we say a train wreck? Hey, but you know what? I woke up this morning to watch. This was one of my subjects, and we've been talking about it quite a bit here on the show throughout the four shows we do the weeks. And you know what? Charlie Sheen today said that he would come back to CBS to do the rest of this pilot if they gave him $3 million. He is so delusional. He is so delusional. I mean, I understand him. I just don't know what to say about him.
He called the producer like a dirtbag or a scumbag and like all these things. Like, what is wrong with him? Like, for them to allow him to imagine what we don't know. Imagine how many times Charlie Sheen showed up cracked out. I heard that they used to have to put tables, like, where he would, instead of doing, like, the scene in the living room or something, they would do it in the kitchen so he could lean against the counter because he was so effed up. I mean, I know I usually say fucked up, but
it's
he
okay
was
to
so...
say fucked. Michelle said it on the Oscars.
Yeah. That, Melissa did say it on the Oscars. Like,
oh, Melissa. Did I
say Melissa
so?
Leo, yeah. She said it, like, on Oscars. But, you know, like, how many times do you think that he showed up and they were like, okay, Charlie, go take a nap in your trailer for, like, 5 hours, and they just sat around twiddling their thumbs. Like, imagine his co-stars, what they must be feeling, because he just totally took their job away because of his actions. And the other thing is basically telling them, guess what? The show isn't anything without Charlie Sheen. You guys are nothing. Like, without him, you're nothing. Like, imagine how that feels. That sucks.
Exactly. I agree. I hope he gets help. I really do hope he gets help. He needs some help. I hope he's hit his rock bottom, but I guess we have yet to see that, so...
I mean,
also along with his dad and his brother too.
But along the comments that he said about Lorraine, or I think his first name was Chuck Lauren or whatever, the producer, he also had the balls to do a little 1-minute, 2-minute speech to Lindsay Lohan about how she's destructive and she needs help.
I'm like, what is he
talking about? Like, what is wrong with him? He really, and I guess something happened today. I haven't really got to see what happened today, but he was on TMZ talking about something.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure, but he's nuts.
Yeah,
he was on Good Morning America.
Play Man in the Mirror for him. For Michael Jackson,
Man on Good Morning
in the
Mirror.
America
tonight.
To
not
on Good
Morning
America.
America.
What
today.
Happened on that?
He was on today, this morning. That's where I watched it. Cherry, what is the chat room saying?
They're all saying that he's suing CBS for mental anguish and
I want to sue Charlie Sheen for mental anguish. Can I sue Charlie Sheen for mental anguish? Like, what is wrong with him?
A class action lawsuit from America?
Yeah, I mean,
take him to People's Court.
I'm taking him to Judge Judy. She will slap the crap out of him.
I can't remember the term for it. His, it's not promoter, but
his agent?
His
manager?
Agent quit today. He's been with him for so long, and his agent quit today. So you know that it's bad when his own agent quits him. I mean, that's been with him for years and years and years.
I think his agent quit on him a long time ago, if you ask me personally, because you're the agent. You're supposed to be guiding him and helping him when you know that there's something wrong. And you know what, Charlie Sheen, I don't think he quite hides the fact that he smokes crack and he walks around and he pays off prostitutes or porn stars. And you know what I hear? That he has this big IMAX theater in his house, okay? And he invites all these people over, party time, and he makes them sit in this IMAX theater while he's smoking crack, walking around like a crazy person, while he has porn blaring on this IMAX theater. Like, you really need to see a vagina on IMAX 3D.
Oh,
no thank you. But he points out, he's like, I fucked her, I fucked her, I fucked this one, I fucked that one. I'm like, are you kidding me? And then all the people that attend his party, which are females, he gives them $30,000, lines them up and is like, okay, now, yes, go in my bedroom, give me a blowjob now, maybe tomorrow, and gives these people like $30,000 to sit there and watch him smoke crack and point out these vaginas that are 20 inches, 2 feet, 5 feet big on the IMAX theater in 3D that are oozing whatever out of it.
You know what? You know
sorry,
what,
I didn't
guys?
Need to put the picture out there. Sorry.
You know what? He is a reality show on his own court.
No,
I'm going to bring David
saying.
Back up because David got knocked off before we said goodbye when we ready to say goodbye to him. But, definitely a crazy story there. And, you know, I wonder, she said, Sue sounds like it's the press release, the press agent that got fired, not his agent.
His agent probably quit.
his agent is the one that he said that quit. I don't know.
It was one of the two. I think it was his press agent.
No, you guys, think about it. Let's put Charlie Sheen, Andy Dick, Lindsay Lohan, anybody else. Well,
Evil
Robert
Dick.
Downey Jr., I think he's normal now. Let's throw them in a house and I'm not talking about celebrity rehab, but let's put them in a house together and watch what happens. Holy crap. I wouldn't even leave my room. I would watch it.
Me neither. I wouldn't either.
We would have to put we would have to put Johnny Fairplay in there.
Have him compete for drugs.
Johnny Fairplay. Okay, thank you.
Johnny Fairplay. If anybody can come up let's make it a house of 10. We'll need 6 more people. If anybody else got any
Jeff
more Conaway. Needs,
we'll put Tanya Harding in as soon as she has a kid.
What
Jeff
about
Conaway.
Monica Lewinsky? She might blow everybody in the place. I don't know.
Jeff Conaway.
All right. I'm going to hang up, guys. It's been wonderful talking to you, Michelle. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your season, and I hope to see you again in there. You did a wonderful
welcome,
job.
Hey,
and
you're a first-time caller, so thank you. And
thank you.
And call back again soon.
Definitely.
I sure will. All right.
Thanks
bye-bye.
So much.
Bye.
Bye.
David Bonaducci. David Bonaducci. Throw him in there, too.
Yeah, Danny Bonaducci, you have to be in there.
Danny, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Danny. Sorry,
I'm
David. David was just on wireless.
That would be one house, I'm telling you. That would be one house.
Saying, that would be great to have them take on, like Big Brother. Like what the hell would they do? Being stuck in the house with no phone, nothing. Oh, my gosh. I'll say one thing. I had, the best diary room session ever in Big Brother, and I'm willing to give up that title because they would have a ridiculous diary room session.
Honestly, by the time they get out of the house, they will be so melodramatic that they'd probably be so,
either they would have a nervous breakdown or they would be cured of whatever problems they have.
So
I don't know. Maybe not cured, but okay. I don't know. It's just Charlie Sheen is like every day. It's like, oh, my gosh. It's so crazy. I feel bad for him, honestly. But you know what? Look at Robert Downey Jr. You know, I don't know if you guys watched, obviously, the Oscars last night, but, you know, they had that Robert Downey Jr. came up and they were making a comment about the woman in the bat suit, and he made fun of it, how he was like, no, if it was a $1,250 motel room, he said, and the woman was wearing a Wonder Woman outfit. He's like, get it right. Like, ha, 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 I think that's funny. You know, I'm surprised they didn't kind of joke around Jude Law cheating on with the babysitter. But then Franco comes out wearing that outfit, kind of looking like Marilyn Monroe, but like a dirty version. And then he's like, Charlie Sheen just called me. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, Oscars, I wasn't really impressed with. I liked the beginning part, the first part where they were doing the skit. I liked when Kurt Douglas came out. Oh, my God. Was that like happy and sad all at the same time? That was crazy.
I didn't watch it. I watched the first hour was Amazing Race, so.
Yeah. Damn it. I forgot to DVR Amazing Race again. I did post that. And thank you, everybody, for telling me where I can watch it. I appreciate everybody's links and everything. So.
You didn't watch The Amazing Race still?
God, I forgot again. Oh, I was, so busy taping Marcellus doing the E, the Oscar.
Oh, yes, I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
So how was he? I mean...
Well, he was awesome. He did such a good job. I had to tweet him during it, and he looked so good, and he did such an amazing job. So I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm usually pretty good with stuff like that, and I totally... been missing. This is the second week in a row I missed Amazing Race.
But Marcellus is one of, you have to give him out of all the people from Big Brother, he's one that has really accomplished a lot.
Yeah, he rocked.
With this. And I have never talked to him personally, and I was one of his not biggest fans in the house, when he was in the house, but I would love to have him on the show sometime. And hear some of the stuff he has to say, and I'll try my best not to call him Marcy like Howie does. But
he is. I've talked to him many times and met him, and he honestly is just awesome, awesome, awesome. He is great to talk to. He's so smart and intelligent, and he's just so good at what he does. And I'm just proud of him and proud that, you know, he's in the Big Brother family and I'm with him in the family thing. And I just love watching him. He always makes me smile. So good job, Michael.
I wish I had listening. I wish I had the E Network. I would have watched it.
We had a bit of a hard time with the thunderstorms we had up here. Every few minutes, our satellite was going out, so we were unable to watch very much of it because every few minutes we lost satellite, and then it would have to power back up, and it was just ridiculous. So
yeah, and satellites, when they power up, they usually take like 5 minutes to reboot. It's annoying.
Yeah, well, we have TiVo on top of the satellite, so once the satellite reboots, then the TiVo has to go through its deal, and it takes a few minutes. So yeah, every time the satellite went out, then everything would have to do its thing.
That
and,
sucks.
Yeah, it does. It drove me crazy.
I wanted to talk about the movies that won. King's Speech. I didn't see it, but after seeing some of the clips, I don't know. Have you seen it, Michelle?
You know what? I have not, and to be honest, I don't know if I'm going to watch it. It's not going to be like I'm going to run out and go rent it out. I'm not one of those people. I'm usually what people love the most is not my style. I don't know why. I don't know. I'm not quite into the whole, royalty kind
of. I don't like, I didn't care for it, but I kind of like to see the story behind his stuttering and what.
Yes, that to me, I had not a stuttering problem, but a lisp. And so it's along the same lines, you know. So when I heard that, that was more intriguing to me, the fact that, you know, the whole stuttering thing and the fact that he actually didn't, he knew he wanted to write this movie 28 years ago when the Queen was alive. And the Queen said, you know, you will not write this until I die. And it took 28 years after that comment for that to accomplish. So he was sitting on this for 28 years.
Wow.
There is a couple. I haven't seen none of the movies nominated, just to let you guys know. That's one reason I really didn't care. I didn't, but I do want to see Toy Story 3. And Tom Hanks made a good point. He says that movie should have maybe won it, too, because it was such a power. He said it was such a good film this time, that even though they weren't actors, that it was such a big, finale of this trinity, the three of them, that he thought.
See, that's the type of movie like I would be like, all right, I might go out there and grab Toy Story 3. I like movies like that. I don't know, like Winter Bones. I really never heard of Winter Bones.
Yeah. I do want to see The Social Network.
Yeah, I want to watch that too. Yeah, I haven't seen. You know what, Ron? I'm with you. I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, I want to see The Social Network. And I want to see, there's one other movie. The 120.
127 Hours?
Yes, Hours. So those
are
the movies.
No, what is that really? Is that what is that movie about? I really didn't kind of grasp the concept. Have you watched it, Cherry?
No.
I don't think neither. None of us have watched any of these movies, have we?
No, we haven't.
Because we're too busy watching reality TV.
We're all at home watching reality TV. When do we have time to watch movies?
But we all watched the Academy Award, right? You know what? You know, I watched the Academy Awards. I'll be honest with you. This is the last thing I'm going to say about the Academy Awards. You know, I watched them just to see the people that I like, how they do. You know, like, there's certain people that I like, actors-wise and actresses-wise. So I want to see them you know, if they win, because like I Natalie Portman, what's her last name?
Portman.
Yeah. She was on Star Wars, you know. So I'm a little fan of Star Wars, so I wanted to see if she won, you know, and I wanted.
She didn't get nominated for anything, Ron.
Yes, she did. She won for Black Swan.
Oh, now I'm sorry. I was thinking of the host. I'm sorry. You know, Natalie Portman did win. My bad. Anne Hathaway and Natalie Portman, they kind of remind me of each other a little bit.
Yeah.
They kind of got that same look a little bit, don't you think? Except for Natalie Portman's Prego.
Right.
I don't know.
But, yeah, I haven't seen Black Swan. Have you guys seen Black Swan? Like, what is going on? None of us watched the lesbianic scene. Like, what is going on here?
I haven't.
You don't go out to movie theaters hardly ever. Until
yeah, but normally
out,
I watch them at home.
Yeah.
And I don't even feel, I haven't watched them. You know, the last movie I watched, I don't remember. Wait, I watched some older ones. You know what movie I just watched, and it was Grand Theft, or not, Gran Turismo, no, with Clint Eastwood. It was pretty good.
See, I didn't see the True Grant one, that country one.
I like to
that,
see that
also was involved. But you want to know the last movie I watched, which was coming back from Portugal on the plane, which I'm going to tell you right now, was such a good movie, and I wouldn't have gone to watch it, but it was on the plane, was Eat, Pray, and Love with Julia Roberts.
I would like to have seen that one.
Listen, that is such a good movie. It is a really good movie. That's the last movie I watched. And then before that was National Treasures 2 with Nicolas Cage. And I left the movie theater before the ending, just to let you know that. So.
Wow. And I thought I was bad.
I love Nicolas Cage. That's how
no,
bad
I thought
it
I
was
bad. I mean, I think the last movie I saw in the movie theater, I pretty am worse than you. I think it was Twilight, the first one.
Nope, never watched any of the Twilights.
Yeah, I think I saw the first one. I can't remember if I saw anything else after that or not.
I guess I'm not into, like, the whole, like, Glee thing and the whole werewolf and vampire thing. I don't know. I guess I'm
watched
just, like,
it just because I read the book. Because I was kind of railroaded into it.
So, question. But, what's better, Ron? The book or the movie?
Well, I actually listened to the book, I should have said. But,
okay.
I don't care. It's been so long
usually
ago.
Usually, lots of times, people say the book. I don't know.
So, yeah, I mean, it didn't matter. I couldn't tell. I mean, yeah. Because I listened to the book, it was kind of fun listening to the movie, watching the movie. I don't know.
I'm more of like a visual person.
Me too.
I would rather watch the movie than I have like ADHD or ADD, whatever. I like will start reading and then I'm like, I'll look up at the ceiling tile and, you know, and then like, I'm like, oh, maybe I'm thirsty.
But, you know,
I don't know. It's so hard for me to keep. That's why I like reading magazines, like gossip magazines.
Okay, I think we should move on our subject.
I'm into gossip.
I'm going to move. I got a new subject, and I'm going to let you and Cherry talk about it. I might can put some 2 cents in. But and if anybody else wants to join in on the conversation once we get started, you can do so too. But let me play this ad and get ready to get your buzz back.
Hey, y'all, this is Chase Rice from Survivor Nicaragua. Just want to remind you, March 8th, head over to iTunes to get my new EP coming out. Called Country Is Me.
That's right. Go to iTunes and get Country Is Me by Chris Rice. Oh, Chris Rice. I mean Chase Rice. There's a Chris Rice too, just to let you know. He's a Christian singer. But, gosh, I messed up. I was going to do that pretty good. But, yeah, go get Chase's new record over at iTunes, March 8th. And if you haven't heard it, here, let me give you a little sneak peek of one of the songs. I know most of you guys have heard it because most of you guys are here every week, every day, every time I play it. But I'm just going to play the intro.
Hey, y'all, this is Chase Rice from Survivor Nicaragua. You're listening to the Rad Reality Show, and I just wanted to remind you to get your buzz back.
Hey, get your buzz back.
Make sure if you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to us because I don't have my screener tonight. Michelle and Cherry. Last week, me and Cherry got talking about a certain subject, and I didn't give her enough time to talk about it because I don't know nothing about it. So I said I'm going to give you and her a little time, and if Michelle would like to call in or anybody else that watch these shows like to call in and jump in on the conversation, I've set aside like 10, 15 minutes. But, okay, first of all, Michelle, tell me why I should watch the Real Housewives shows.
Why you should? Okay. Well, first off, it's like I always say, if you see a train wreck, you can honestly say, because this is me, I love a train wreck. I can't take my eyes off of it. And they're just so ridiculous. I mean, it's so hard not to watch it. I like the fact that there's this different ones. I know they're like, you know, they're kind of going off a little bit in the Miami one. The Miami one, I'm not quite sure if it's going to be up to caliber with all the other ones, just because it's new. And I don't know, it's got a different vibe, I think, than the other, you know, Atlanta, the OC, the New Jersey, the New York, Beverly Hills. I don't know about you, Cherry, but I love watching all of them. I mean, you got Nene and Kim, and they're just a mess in themselves. You know, you got, I hear that, I don't know if you watched the New Jersey ones, but I guess Teresa and Caroline, they're kind of like the Italian, you know, they like to throw tables, and I hear that they were at the Hard Rock 2 days ago, and they actually took a glass and beat some guy over the head with it.
That's funny.
You know, it's like these are supposed to be, you know, high-end, classy women that don't do freaking anything besides spend money and talk shit about each other and hate each other, but yet they're friends and they hang out together, but they hate each other.
I know.
Okay, so, Cherry, tell us your version of why you like it so much and why I would watch it.
I mean, you watch soap operas, Ron. This is modern day real life soap operas. If you can watch Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful for as many years as you have, there is no reason why you wouldn't get into Real Housewives if you just give it a chance. It's all of that plus reality. I mean, it's the best of both worlds. And these women go for the jugular sometimes, and it gets good. They get down and dirty, even though they have buttloads of money, and, you know, they
live in the
high life. Is it better
than
the
Bad Girls Club?
Pardon me? Oh, there's no comparison to the two, really. I mean,
I'm sorry, what was that? Is it better than the what, Ron?
The Bad Girls Club.
Oh, God, yeah.
So it's better than that show?
Ron, it's hands down. You don't even put it in the same category.
Yeah, there's no. There's
I mean,
no.
So they beat out each other like they do in the Bad Girls Club, and they have cat fights and.
Yes,
and,
Ron.
And
I mean, they throw drinks, they throw tables, they throw plants, they'll run you over in their goddamn freaking
Mercedes Benz.
Yes. and then the best part is when they go for the reunion, which I would say is probably the best part of it. At the end of the show, they have like usually this two-part reunion where they just freaking they get together, and this is after the show's already aired, so they see what all of them have been talking about each other, all the shit that they've been talking, and they just let loose. And then you realize that the car that they tried to run you over got repoed.
Okay, hey, let me bring up the callers and let you guys talk amongst yourself for about a few minutes to talk about this. Michelle, I believe that's you, right?
It is I. Hey, Michelle.
And then I got
hey,
another
Carrie.
One, too.
Hi,
let me bring another one up, too.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, who else is that?
316. Who are you?
Hey, everybody.
Oh,
who do we have
Kansas.
Here? It's Kansas.
Oh, okay.
Kansas.
Okay, guys.
Hey,
I'm out.
Girlfriend.
I'm out.
You're talking housewives. I'm there with you, babe.
Time out, guys. Time out. Time out. Time out. I got to do something real quick.
The views expressed by guests and callers in the panel are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Randy Allen Show and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
Okay, I'm out of this conversation. Michelle, have fun talking to your guys' housewife while I sleep.
Yeah, you won't sleep. Trust me.
What is your, Michelle, what's your input on the housewives? Are you a housewife watcher? What do you think about housewives, and why would you tell Ron to watch Housewives?
Okay, first of all, I only became a housewife watcher because of Reagan, and I wound up that I picked the right season to actually get involved in, which was Beverly Hills, which led me into Atlanta. I definitely like the chaos and the drama. Because of my preference sexuality, I definitely like it when chicks throw down. So that's always a fun part, where flipping tables, getting in each other's faces. Now, for Miami, first of all, even being half Puerto Rican, I have a hard time understanding half of these chicks. The minute they get around each other, their accents get three times thicker. I don't get it.
Michelle, can I ask you something, Michelle? Where are you from?
I'm from the Bronx.
Oh, girl, you
He's
sound just
Texas.
Like me. I was like, Ale fucking Luya. Oh,
no,
my girl,
wait.
I love the way you
Texas?
Talk, girl.
I thought you were from Texas.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she sounds like she's from Texas, all right. Not...
I'll tell you what I saddle up on, okay? And it...
Woo! Saddle up right that horsey, girl.
All right, so now they are rich. You know, but I don't think that they come into the category of rich like Beverly Hills at all. I think that they come in with the drama. And because they want to bring that whole Cuban flavor, you know, and bring it out to the table, you know, it's like absolutely nuts. Like, seriously?
Now, did they marry for money, or did they already come from, like, you know, their daddy was like the Colombian drug lord? Because that's what it seems like a lot of them are.
A couple of them, I think,
basketball
were.
Players.
Yeah, some of them married basketball players and got
great.
Married into money. I think some might have had maybe a modeling career of some sorts or family. You know, I mean, you can't
great.
Be on any of the housewife shows without having some sort of dollars in your last name from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, or else you're going to get, you know, jacked up and kicked out to the curb.
Have you seen the previews for OC that starts early in March?
Man, that looks good.
Oh, it looks awesome.
I love
OC
how she
girl.
Throws the, what's Tamara? I love it how Tamara, they
know,
just show her throwing
paper.
The drink and throwing
yeah.
paper, like she paper cut her
yeah,
right
she
in the face.
She smacks Jeannie in the face
I
for
know.
Something. Oh, my gosh.
And Jean was already crying when she threw the paper in her face.
Well, Tamara's really pissed at her for some reason. I'm not quite sure. She made a comment about her mother or something. Was that it? They brought it up at one of the reunion shows why Tamara was pissed at her. I'm trying to remember the exact cause. But I know it must have something to do
back?
With that.
Is she back onto the Beverly Hills? I mean, the Housewives? Is she back, Jean?
I don't think so. I could
so
be wrong.
She did leave the show, but then they've shown her, like, just...
She's made guest appearances.
Periodically guest appearances, but...
Because she did that weight thing, didn't she?
Right.
With intervention or something, or...
Mm-hmm.
It was... What was it called? The lady that did, like, the working out thing, she ended up doing a show where they had them come, or there was, you know,
I know. I can't even think of what it's called, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
I know her in the back of my hand. I talk about her a lot, and right now it's not coming to me, but it will in a minute.
Jackie Warner?
Yeah, right. Oh, she's a real tough ass.
Yeah.
She is.
So I don't know. Did anybody watch that? The guy
called
Intervention.
Intervention
is what it was called.
Yeah, it was called Intervention. She went from working out, which was she had Skylab, which was right off of Hollywood Boulevard. It used to be, I think.
Yeah.
In Beverly Hills, someplace, or close by, and then she went to Intervention.
And how
okay.
did she do? Did she do good? I didn't
watch
it.
Yeah, she lost like about at least 30 pounds.
Good.
Didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
I don't know, but that clip kind of, she looks like the same in that clip, right?
She looks like she might have put the weight back on, actually. That's what I
thought
when I saw it.
The minute that she threw that
thing, I thought when I saw that clip. Unless that was old. Unless they shot that a while ago. We don't know when they shoot those things.
Yeah. Maybe that's why she's crying. No.
She's been
maybe that's why
that.
She's still drinking of me. She's like, you bitch.
And she cracks her right in the face.
Why is the chat room talking about General Hospital and all my children?
Well, Kansas, and now it's your turn. Why do you think Ron should watch? Michelle, by the way, that was excellent.
Thanks.
Kansas, what do you think is the purpose of why Ron should watch the Beverly, well, any kind of housewife, whether it be Beverly
because
Hills or...
Because it's like a train wreck waiting to happen.
Oh, I love it.
It's a hot mess, Ron. It is one interesting, crazy, hot mess. But it's
I might
real.
Have to watch one.
The thing is, you know, I like my soap operas, too. But the thing is, this is real life, and this is crazy. And some of these people are just absolutely nuts. You guys, like, what about Alison Dubois? Come on.
Oh, my God. That
I was a fan of that show until I saw the real person.
They implemented the mother for in Miami to be that person, to be Alison. Because the mother of one of the Patton or Pratton or whatever the girl's name is, I tweeted a picture of it. She looks like that lady that's the cat lady that had all the plastic surgery, and the daughter walks into the house, and she goes, who's there? Who's there at my house? Who?
Oh, my God. Like, is that for real? Like,
that's
really?
For real.
How does nobody tell her what the, like, it's like having toilet paper on your shoe and nobody telling you, okay? That's effed up. Like, I would want somebody to be like, yo, seriously, you got toilet paper underneath your shoe. Like, somebody could be like, bitch, you look like a fucking blow-up doll. Like, what the hell is wrong? Like, how can people do that? People actually pay money to do that. I would punch her in the face 20 times and she would get the same look.
I wouldn't have to go that hard, but yeah, I guess so.
Seriously, she looked like she was swollen. Like
she did, and I thought it affected her speech at one point.
I just understand what she was saying. She's like, "Who's there? Who's there?
Yeah,
who's
there?
Who's there? Oh, yes, daughter, I love you. Like, what the fuck
was that?
She
was weird.
Oh,
she was like the godfather of like Miami plastic surgery.
I don't know if I'm gonna like Miami. I don't know.
I don't think so either. Like, I don't. I agree with you, Kansas. I said that. It's not the same as the other ones, you know?
I was so looking forward to it, too. I was hoping I was really going to like it.
Now that it started, I
just haven't gotten that.
Well, the characters, it's kind of like, am I going to get involved in these people or not? Because New York is the only one I'm not involved with.
Really?
All the others I love. Orange County, New Jersey, you know, Atlanta, all of them I love. Beverly Hills.
All right, can I ask you guys something? How do you guys feel about Kim? I'm sorry, but I like Kim.
So you don't?
I like him.
Oh, I adore her.
I feel bad
for her.
I love her.
She's going through some serious stuff. No, honestly.
I love her. I there's something about her.
Beverly Hills?
I feel
no,
she's
Atlanta.
Very real. She's
Atlanta.
Very real, very genuine. That's what
can
I
ask a question?
About her I like. And Nene, I used to like Nene. I'm like, Nene, you are like...
Nene's a bully.
She's a fucking hater.
I got a question.
Nene really went off the deep end this year.
I got a question.
Go ahead, Ron.
I got a question. So are these guys for real or are they faking it?
No, they're for real, Ron. That's why you have to watch it.
So it's not like People's Court? Where they're fake.
Oh, no.
Who is real? The American judge is not real. This is like...
No, this is so real.
20 years later with money, okay? That's what this is like for you.
Okay, so this is... They really do these kind of things. These guys are not acting. They're not putting out a show because it's... I mean, because...
Ron, here's a question. Ron, do you watch Celebrity Apprentice?
Yeah.
You're going to love Nene Leakes.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be coming on. He's going to get to know Nene Leakes. Because from what I hear, her and Star Jones get into it big time.
Star is kind of like her Kim on that show.
He's
going
to get
Nene,
to see Nene and he'll start watching that show at least.
That might
Nene, I have lost, like, I used to love her. I was like, oh, my God, I love her. I still want to watch her because
she's entertaining
as hell. I'm like hating her now to the point like where she's an Omarosa.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
No, not as bad as Omarosa.
But
I can watch
she's gonna
Nene.
Be that bad.
I can't stand watching Omarosa, but Nene I like. She pisses me off at times, but she's total entertainment.
Yeah,
she is.
Agree. I definitely agree. Ron, here's the whole thing with the housewives. They're all MILFs, so you'll at least be entertained at that point.
I know, guys. Mm-hmm. It's all about timing and not, you know, having the time to really watch. So I put them on the hold. And I'd rather watch Top Chef or...
Top Chef just kind of lost me a little bit. Like, I'm like, okay, I'll watch it, yeah, but I'd rather watch, especially this season of Top Chef, it's like, okay, you know. I love watching Top Chef, but if I were to pick Top Chef or Beverly Hills or Housewives or whatever,
it would be
Housewives right now for me.
Yeah, for sure.
I want to address the chat room, a couple things that were said in the chat room. Yes, it has been 15 minutes, but one reason I'm letting them talk is because my throat hurts. And I really need a break.
You can't, I'm like, try stopping us. This
Ron,
is like,
can I just
this
say
is like
one
a housewife is going on right
There's
now.
Where you guys can
Ron,
say. Yeah. Yeah.
This is Kansas. Can I just say one thing to you?
Sure.
I'm so sorry, babe, that you haven't been feeling good. I've listened to, like, so many of your pods, you know, early in the morning, and I hear what's going on with you, and I just feel so bad. And I pray for you to get that frickin' operation already.
I just got to get the water off the chest.
I just feel so awful when I hear what you're going through, darling. So I'm sorry. And happy belated birthday. It was mine, too.
Happy birthday, Kansas. Happy birthday, Ben.
Thank you, darling.
No, she said happy birthday to me, belated.
Oh, I know.
Well, no, I said it was mine, too.
I know.
Happy birthday.
Mine was right along, right near you. So,
actually,
but I just want you to know I'm thinking of you, Ron, and I hope I hope you get your operation soon.
Me too, because I'm like tonight's one of these nights that, and I think I got a cold on top of it, so it's kind of been killing me more. But
I'm so sorry about your grandfather.
Oh, thank you,
I
want to
tell you that, too. I'm so sorry. And your grandmother just sounds so adorable. I've heard her on a couple shows.
She's not here tonight. She'd make an appearance, but she's not here tonight. She's at my aunt's house.
God bless you, sweetheart. You're taking good care of her. I loved my grandma, you know. My grandma died when I was young, and I miss her. She was like my best friend. And I just, you know, I love you for what you do for her. And how you're taking care of her. You're a sweetheart.
Hey, guys.
I just wanted to tell you that, too.
I wanted to say something real quick and before I forget. And this is going, I want you guys to keep me in your prayers tomorrow. Tomorrow, my mom's birthday is tomorrow.
Aww.
And I'm not going to go over there and see her because I just don't have it in me to walk down the hallway.
Oh,
I probably could have got a wheelchair, but it's even just, I just, you know, there's...
Well, you're on an
oxygen
tank constantly, aren't you?
Yeah, but I have walkable things that I could probably walk, go over there for, but they ain't helping me right now. It's just not giving me, it's helping me, but it's not helping me.
Yeah.
You understand? So just
tomorrow,
you know, I'm going to call her and hoping she will, you know, be as alert when I call her. But I miss my mom.
Oh, sweetie. Aww.
I'm sorry, Ron.
And there's
sorry.
No way you can get there, Ron. There's, like, no way you can go there just for, like,
somebody,
a little bit. It'll probably do you and her good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody, my car, actually, it's in her name, the car, so the tag's due, too, guys. So that means I had to pay the tag, and I'm going to have to get Ben to do that. And there's just no way I can go tomorrow.
I
just don't have it in my body, guys.
Right.
I was not going to say nothing, but I know you guys love my mom. So tomorrow I'll probably put a thread out.
She sounds like such a sweetheart, too. I've heard her.
I know. I so miss her coming and doing her thing. And now she doesn't, but... Just remember my mom. It's her birthday. And I didn't say this on my birthday, but my grandpa's birthday is on my birthday, too.
Oh, get out.
That's kind of cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Passed away before I even met him, so.
This is like an I Love Lucy episode. It's my birthday, too. It's her birthday, too.
Actually, my whole family's birthday is in March and, March and February.
I gotta love you, Michelle. You always know how to put a laughing spin on things and bring the mood up.
The thing is, March comes in like a lion because Mom's birthday is the first, and my brother's birthday is on the end of the month, so it leaves like a lamb. Ha ha ha.
Oh.
It's actually backwards.
But
But it always says.
I don't need a soundboard.
Yeah, right. We don't need no soundboards. We got the sounds.
Hey, did I interrupt?
God.
Did I change it up, guys? Did I do my job?
Yeah, you kind of.
Yeah, you definitely switched.
Totally
it up,
took us off of the Housewives.
You know, the show I do would like to watch a little bit of is Jersey Shore, though. I want to see
Hell
that.
Yeah.
I can't. I just
the cabs
I
are here. The cabs are here.
I'm just not into the whole
Snooki
thing. No.
You know, for me, because I grew up in the Bronx and because I know how much that they're getting paid, like, more each episode and, you know, how much more they're putting it on, it so blows. Like, if they kept the reality aspect of it, and, I mean, yes, we know they're getting money, but, like, don't go from, you know, 2,000 an episode to, like, you know, whatever it is, 50,000.
They're making up. Some are making 30,000 to 60,000 episodes. And you guys all know. I know Paulie D. Paulie D's from Rhode Island. I know him very well, and he's actually doing a spinoff of his own show, which is going to be based in Rhode Island and in Las Vegas.
Well, that's.
But you never know who might make a guest appearance on it.
Oh, let us know, Michelle.
Sweet.
I'll watch that.
Now, that's better. That's better. I mean, I don't mind people branching out. Live your life, know when it's time to give it up, and then
right.
Move on to something better, you know?
Exactly.
But do you know that? Do you know what they're doing next season? They're doing Jersey Shore in Italy. What do you think the Europeans are going to say about them? Like, what the heck are they going to... The Europeans are going to be like, of course, like, these fucking Americans are coming here doing this stupid shit. Like, Europe already fucking hates us, okay? Let's just add Jersey Shore to the mix, and then we're just fucking definitely
okay.
Fucked. Like, what the hell?
I got to tell you
the
story,
the
guys.
Up the hill. That's what you're going to ride the freaking donkeys up the hill. You're going to hear.
Last night, like, Michelle, I had
up.
To tell you this about last night. Last night, there was me and Louie, you know, does our show, and this British guy calls in, okay?
He is a jerk, Ron.
He goes to Louie. He goes, Louie, hey, why are you picking on my friend over here?
He kept on saying
that he was picking on Louie. Was picking on me. I'm like, no. If anything, I'm picking on Louie because I'm usually giving Louie like you know, a hard time. And the guy was like busting Louie's chops. It was so funny. His name was Derek. Well, thank you for calling in. It's protecting me, whoever you are. So,
really? He was like, why was he messing with Louie?
I don't know. I don't know
why he even called.
We were talking, I think, about Survivor, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, me and my anti Russell, and Louie.
Oh,
was,
can I just thank you, Ron? You say exactly how I feel, my love. That ugly little troll makes me sick. Russell. I can't stand Russell. Thank you, Ron. I love everything you say. I agree.
Rooster.
And then some.
What do you think, Michelle?
I know Michelle likes
me
Russell hands.
Me and
Kansas
are always cool, so I'm just going to leave it at that.
Come on, Michelle. Tell us how you're going to get out of this one.
Oh,
listen,
I detest him.
Listen, chap.
I'm going to
make me get British on your ass.
You know, I mean, not for nothing, East Coast is East Coast, so that's where the heart is.
That's
he
right,
sucks.
Boston Rob.
He just sucks. I like Boston Rob.
I know.
To our ride, he is a troll.
Yeah, he's an ugly little disgusting troll.
Nah.
Totally in love with himself. Thinks he is so wonderful. He makes me sick. And he plays the same effing game, you guys. Goes after the young, pretty little ones, right?
Yeah.
Trying to latch his ugly little self onto them.
But the thing is that that's what he does.
Same game
and
every time.
And you don't think that they get it by now? Come on.
You know they all are talking about it. But the thing is, with him, you got to get his ass out early. Because if you don't, he hangs on like a leech.
I
want to
know if
they're
ever
going to
lose the challenge.
I want him gone. I can't stand him. I wish they never brought him back. I'm sorry. I can't stand him.
That rooster man may have his butt this time.
It's all for the ratings. I mean, I don't like his gameplay, and I wish he knew. I wish that he knew a different way to play the game. It's like, you know, just watching another episode that we've already seen.
Exactly, Michelle.
If we could see something different from him, that would give me a different outlook on him, then I could at least see saying, all right, well, at least somebody drag his, like, sorry butt to the end because you will win. You know, but I can't even see that. You know, I mean, you're playing the same game. These people
right.
have seen his game before. It's not like the last time when he was on, you know.
Yeah, they didn't know who he was, exactly.
Right. So, like, you know, right now, you know, he's just, you know, he's a stick in the mud right now as far as I'm
right.
concerned.
Well, they didn't bring him back to be low-key and change his game. They brought him back because they know that that's the way he's going to be. And if the team doesn't realize that, I really don't think that it's him that's at fault, that it's his
right.
team.
Yeah, they're a bunch of idiots. If they don't get rid of him early, they're stupid asses.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I think that they casted people to not – I don't know if this is going to make sense when I come out. They probably cast them to be dumb enough to
mm-hmm,
allow
exactly.
them to both Boston Rob to do his thing and for Russell to do his thing, because for them to cast people that are more intelligent than norm, then they would be out, and then what would be the point, right?
Star crazy, so you keep them around. That's what, you know, that's how they're kind of like keeping it. You know, you're star crazy about them. They probably did some sort of a poll with these individuals. Like, if you were on an island and with these people, who would you want to be in a team with? And maybe that's how they picked them out. Because you also have on each side, you have an attorney or a law student, and then you have, you know, two NFL people both on opposite sides. You have two young players both on opposite sides. You have, like, in each team, you have somebody that's almost the exact in another, you know, just in a different body. But, you know, in almost the same field or you know, profession. So when they bring back the two of them, those both people are probably just like star crazy, like Michelle said, but they're going to also not change their game. The whole thing is, will these people change their game or play the way that they wanted to play, regardless of the person that's there?
But then
yeah.
don't forget, there's also that bullshit Redemption Island. So
and
they can,
I like
just, come, so they can just come the hell back.
They put that there in case one of them do get kicked out, that they have the opportunity to bring them back. Like, not that they're going to guide the game the way they want, but say it gets down to the last week of Redemption Island and it's Boston Rob and whether it be both of them or one's there, they're going to maybe guide it where they know, okay, it's going to be Francesca. They're going to put something that they know that if Boston Rob is going right. against her, or that one of them is going to come back, because they're doing this not to lose them, but to make sure that they stay in the game. So they might...
Right.
You know,
exactly.
It's like bringing Jesse back on 11.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
everybody said Jesse's going to go in there. Why would they be stupid enough to leave Jesse in? And the only reason why Jesse got out is because of the stupid freaking taking him out, because they wouldn't have taken him out any other way. He was going to take that game all the way to
the
end.
The coup d'etat.
Yeah,
you know,
no spoilers
saying?
In the chat room. Kelp, if you want to private message him, go ahead, but... Don't do the spoilers in the chat room.
Nah, Cuffy's good.
But, you know, it's like people knew what Jesse's game was going in there, and Jesse
right.
was fucking just killing them
right.
because they were just like, goo, goo, gaga, gee, gaga, gaga. They said all that shit they wanted to say about Jesse, but when he walked in the game, they didn't know what the fuck to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
and it made me
sick. You know? So I think that people do kind of get, you know, like, for me, I'd be like, get these fuckers out of the game, you know what I'm saying? But,
right.
You know, these certain people, they cast it the way they know it's going to go. They do it for a reason. They're smart. That's why that this is the way it is. Like,
I really want Russell out so badly. I can't stand him. He's just not entertaining to me. He just pisses me off. And his arrogance and looking at him, he makes me sick.
Everybody else gives feedback. So somebody gets entertainment from somebody being pissed off.
He's so not entertaining. Oh, God.
I just think he's going to get his ass kicked by Ralph.
I'm entertained by him because he pisses everybody off. Like,
makes
me mad. I like that about him. But, you know, at the
he's
end,
a male
he always gets to the end, and he always gets, he makes it to the end all the time.
No, he's not that bad.
I don't know.
Horrible.
But he does.
But he'll never win. He'll never win.
And he plays these people like puppets. Like,
yep.
They're like puppets.
But wait. He plays them like puppets, but this season he's not. This is the problem.
They know what he's up to.
We saw Ralph puppet master him.
Oh yeah.
By him.
I'd love to see Ralph wipe the floor up with him. How about you guys?
We'll see what happens. You know, they only show us stuff to make us think it's going to go one way,
and then it changes,
and it's going to go another way. You know.
I just think Ralph is smarter than he looks. And I think Russell thinks he's this big idiot that he doesn't even know that he has the reward I just think
to a different aspect of Survivor. What do you guys think of Mr. CIA?
Oh, I hate him.
That's why
he's such a slime.
Chime in anytime.
A big mouth slime. Go for it, girlfriend.
Couldn't he have bought better underwear?
I don't want to see his little rusty nuts pop out. I'm sorry.
Good call, Terry.
He might need treatment for those too.
I want to know who wears the underwear better, Philip or Louie?
Philip.
Louie at Vegas.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
bad,
you guys. I'm sorry.
Hey, I seen that with my own eyes. Louie.
That's not good. That was not good.
And the fact that he's catching
crabs.
He's a
nice guy.
Not a good job
that
to catch crabs
good.
At this point, buddy.
He probably already has crabs.
He's probably infested with crabs. But, like, did you guys happen to see the soup this week?
Yes.
Did you guys see Joe McHale's little thing about him, how he was like, the way that they had him filmed, it was like he was talking to that tree stump?
Yes.
And he was like sitting there, he's like, how could they take away my uniform? That uniform is, I'm trustworthy. And he starts like crying, kind of like soap opera-ish.
Right.
But it still looks like he's talking to the tree.
Yes. and the tree isn't trustworthy enough to hear what he's telling him.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
I love you, Joel McHale, if you're out there, I love you.
I think Ben loves Russell.
Yeah.
A little obsessed with him.
He's got the Joe Boxers going on, the thigh high Joe Boxers. But as far as Philip goes, if Philip makes it far in this game and takes the abuse that he's, like, you know, already getting from us out here and can make it through to finale with his head up, I really don't know if I'll be able to bash him the way I am right now. But, man, that guy is so squinty-eyed. I don't think that he was an FBI agent. I think he was a perp. I think he was a perp. I think he was captured by somebody.
He was caught by an FBI agent.
Nobody could work with
that
man.
First.
No FBI agents could work with that man.
No.
It's just everything.
There's
about
no way.
Plus, aren't you supposed to keep that quiet?
But I was going to say, isn't an FBI agent supposed to be low-key?
Absolutely.
Low profile.
He's not an FBI agent.
Mm-hmm.
He's a
secret
agent.
What is wrong with him?
Everything.
He was a secret agent. He's double, or he's like James Bond.
That's even worse. It's Secret Agent. It's in the title. Secret. Hush, hush. What the frig?
Or like Cupcake says, he's a federal agent.
Right.
You can be. You can tell people that you're a federal agent. I don't see why not.
As long as you are a federal agent, you can tell them that you are one. But if you're not one, you can't, because then it's impersonation, and you can go to the Fed Post for it.
But I promise you this: when he leaves, he will not be a federal agent anymore. Like, seriously. Like, what does? How did he catch a criminal? Did he tell him first, like, hi, we're investigating you, just to let you know, I am a federal agent watching you.
Like, imagine how many cases he's waiting for him to say he's Batman.
Oh, my God.
And I know how to read people.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm getting treatment for my dry mouth.
I just want to know how long Boston Rob is going to own him. I just want to know that.
Boston Rob wants to slap the shit out of him. Like, he just wants to be like, shut up, buddy. Shut up. But you know what? Boston Rob is probably laying back and being like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to let these idiots just fucking take each other out, and I'll be left in the end. Seriously.
But you guys, what's going on with Russell behind the scenes?
You mean his...
I've been hearing all this stuff about how he was talking to one of the survivors and blabbing.
CBS has talked about suing him.
Yeah, because,
I haven't heard any of this.
But I haven't heard
any of this. What?
He was supposed to have been giving...
He told... Go ahead, Cherry. I'll let you talk with my throat.
He was supposed to be giving information on the last few survivors to... someone who was doing spoilers on the internet, and they have emails supposedly to prove who the spoilers were coming from, and supposedly, you know, I don't know any of this for facts, but supposedly
it was him.
They turned it all in, and it came from Russell. Now, whether any of that is truthful and you know, CBS is going to go after him, I have no idea.
But yeah, I haven't heard no update.
Okay, can I have a question? What did he say? Is there anything
spoilers.
You guys can say?
Yeah,
obviously spoilers, but what did he spoil? Like, I want to know. Spoiler line.
He's our weak link.
Yeah.
Went each week and you know, how they left the show. Each week he spoiled two seasons, apparently, of Survivor.
Really?
He broke his contract, pretty much, by opening his mouth to people that he shouldn't open his mouth to.
Really? So he hasn't. So there's nothing spoiled about this season. They're talking about the previous seasons.
I believe so.
Yes and no. I do have an email up that is dated September 26, 2009, between the two parties.
Really?
I could see, him doing it, you guys. I'm sorry. I could definitely see him doing this.
Because
you guys know that I met Russell, correct?
Yeah.
Right.
And you guys know me.
Couldn't you see him doing
like...
it too, Ron?
What?
Well,
couldn't you see him doing that too?
Yeah, I could.
Well, you guys know that I asked Russell like a billion and one questions, correct?
But
it doesn't mean that
he didn't say anything to me. He didn't say anything. Like, I asked him, like, everything, and he didn't give up anything, so.
You didn't pay him.
No, he's going to one of these major chats.
Oh, no, of course I didn't pay him. Actually,
he's
getting paid. He's getting paid for it, believe me. You betcha he's getting paid for it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Really?
Definitely.
Yeah, I haven't heard any of this, so
yeah,
I love
Michelle,
this stuff.
He's not doing this for free.
The first thing that I have up is that he was asked about the immunity aisle that he found, and it goes back and forth. It says, I am not asking how far anyone went or who gets booted and when. I already know that stuff. My question is, did you finding it so early have any effect on whether you could use it or not? Because the rules, and Jeff stated, your idol is hidden at the other campsite. So you finding their idol would throw a wrench into the producer's plans. You actually found it without a clue, and they never even considered that, possibly, and then laughed my ass off, and he replies yes.
Okay.
Then, so let me just say, so how does that have anything to do with prior situations for him? Oh, they were talking about if anybody fainted. Remember when the other Russell fainted?
Right.
Someone
yeah.
faints during an upcoming challenge, and the challenge is not finished. Hope it's not Russell S., because I thought he left due to re-aggravating an old injury. His reply is, so it says yes and yes, LOL. So then another question goes, so how does that have anything to do with the prior situations for him? High blood pressure, maybe? But Russell S. is the one who faints. Dude, I never know what you were saying yes to. Sorry, but you are hard to read. So yes means Russell S. is the one who faints? Yes? And then, I mean, that's how it's going back and forth. There are 7 pages of emails that I wound up getting. Whether
Whoa,
or not...
girl. All right. Holy crap, Ola. Okay, girl. Like, I like your style.
It's out there. It's very
yeah.
accessible. It's you can
really
get,
wow.
Yeah.
Where the heck have I been?
Out there.
Oh, this must have been when I was in Portugal.
You want me to send it
might
to you?
Might have been.
I will send it to you.
Yes, absolutely.
But the person that it's between is, you know, is somebody that's out there that, you know, is the one that we have to find out whether or not that they are for real or they're just hyping their own stuff up. And
yeah, like are they sure that it's from Russell or could it be someone portraying themselves or making themselves seem like it's him?
It has his email address. I'm talking about the other person that is posting that they were the other contact.
Wow.
And that's where all of this difficultness comes in, the whole let's play telephone together stuff and who else is involved. And that's what, you know, whether or not it's hype and it's just for their website and what they're doing to get people to come to them and to see what other spoilers they have. Or is it true and he did release this information to CBS and CBS is sitting on it for the sake of their ratings?
Now, when did this come out? Is this recent? Is this the past few weeks? Or is this just like this week?
It's just came out within the last,
couple months and a half or so.
Yeah,
wow.
But I don't know. I know the email.
It was like right before Survivor started, I thought.
Right.
Was it?
Well, I downloaded the email.
Yeah, it was. You're right, Ron, yeah.
I downloaded the emails February 20th, and the hype of this went on for easily a week before I wound up getting it.
Right.
So that's the time frame that I'm in. So definitely it was either right before Survivor started or when Survivor started.
Yeah, because Survivor's only been on a couple weeks.
Right.
Very interesting.
If it is true, you guys, and CBS does find out, and let's say this really was Russell doing this, he could be sued up the wazoo.
It's $5 million.
Major
yeah,
lawsuit.
I think it's like $5 million.
Big time. He's
That's
done.
What the contract says.
He doesn't have
Well, I hope he wins then.
Does Russell Hantz have $5 million, you guys?
He'll be $4 million,
so.
$4 million owed and $1 million down.
Hey, doesn't he own an oil rig?
He finally wins and he can't even keep it. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, that would be awesome, Michelle.
No, God,
I'd love that. I'm so mean. I would love that.
Oh, my God, he finally wins after
happy.
All this and then he can't even keep it. Imagine
yeah.
the fucking...
If ever someone deserved it, it'd be him. I'm sorry.
I'll have that.
Oh, my God, imagine the live finale on that one. What a classic moment that'll be.
Oh, my God.
And Russell, you violated the survivor laws, and I have Holy,
they arrest him at the finale. That would be
back.
The best.
They
handcuff him at the
fire.
Finale and drag him off.
Holy crap.
That would be so good.
That's right. You know what? That's why I say, Russell, make it to the end, baby.
He's so happy.
I think Russell's going to have a backing now that he never had before.
Oh, that'd be good. Wouldn't that put a smile on your face, Ron?
We lost Ron.
No, I'm here.
Yeah. Wouldn't that put a big smile
now,
on
you
your face?
Now, do you want to see him? Do you want to see him make it to the end now, Ron?
No.
He wants him gone, too.
I'm on Rob.
Yeah, we want him out.
Oh, I'm a Boston Rob fan.
That was funny stuff, guys.
There was something, I was going to say, and I'm trying to remember what it was. And,
All the excitement got your tongue tied, huh, Ron?
No, I've been sleeping over here.
Really? Through all of that? There's no
How
way
could you
I
sleep through
it.
That?
I could. I'm tired.
Do they put you on a lot of heavy medication, too?
A couple. I got the...
Have you been eating with your medication? Because you need to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, listen, I'm like little mama now, so...
I'm trying to remember
like,
what I've been talking about.
We got to feed you and take your medicine and...
Anyways, it's going to... the show's almost over with. 9 minutes. Man, I was only going to stay on for an hour. I didn't think we had much to talk about. And
I don't think we have much to talk about.
Oh, this is great.
Thank
you, guys. I enjoyed talking with all of you.
I couldn't even get an edge word in during that one thing, so I don't care.
For Housewives, I know.
We could
go on another 4 hours talking about
I
Housewives.
Know.
Hey, Michelle Costa, I still got a story to tell you about Johnny Fairplay.
Oh, tell me. If it doesn't involve him puking on me, let's talk about it.
I hate him. He's despicable.
No,
ahead.
I don't know if I'll be able to fit it all. On speed 98, I can definitely talk.
All right, go for it. Ready? Go.
Okay, so I was down over in Hollywood, and I was hanging out, and I went to a bar, and I was drunk. Me and my friend wound up going to McDonald's, and I'm sitting at McDonald's, and I decided to go back up to the counter. And as I'm going back up to the counter, who the hell walks in but Johnny Fairplay? And this is right after his whole grandma died situation on Survivor.
Oh, my God.
So I turn around, and my ex-girl, psycho girlfriend, who was my current at the time, was looking at me, and she saw this look come over me. And you know when I'm about to blow my lid. And I walked up to him, and I was like, you're Johnny Fairplay. I'm going to kick your fucking butt. And he's like, huh? I was like, I hated you for doing that to you about your grandmother.
He almost died.
He was laughing. And I can't remember the guy that was with him, but he was the other guy that was also on the show. And I don't remember if his name was Ron or Rob, but he wound up doing another show with him. So I go back to the table, and my girlfriend is just like, what the hell went down? I'm like, did you ever see Survivor? She's like, no. And I'm trying to tell her, like, really what happened. He comes walking over to me and goes, have a good night. And I'm like,
Did you
at least
throw
he didn't throw up on you.
Yeah, at least he didn't throw up on you.
Exactly.
No. I just told him I wanted to beat his ass. That was good enough.
Listen,
Michelle, I never saw
Michelle. How could? Oh my God!
I never saw Michelle's face look so funnier that day.
Oh God!
I was standing right there too. That's what's so funny. I was there.
He puked on me.
Oh, horrible! Horrible! It was at the pool, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and me and him are cool. I'm like, you know.
Me and Michelle was taught, we were there, and Johnny comes up half drunk. And,
just life, you guys.
And he lays down next to Michelle and was talking to Michelle. And and there was a bunch of bags underneath there. And this girl comes up to him, and I think it was Nick's girlfriend, and gave him another beer. And I'm like, don't give him another beer. And he starts to chug it. And suddenly he, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
And he puked on me. He puked on my Prada.
Oh my God.
And Louis stuff.
Ugh.
And we all sat around laughing.
He's just horrible.
I just relived the moment, people. Thanks.
I don't have any comments on him.
Yeah, everybody was like, you can hear crickets right now. Like,
still work with him, Michelle?
Huh?
Does Jesse still work with him?
Yeah, I believe they're still doing the WWE
Jesse
thing.
Is so
WFX,
which is yes.
Why would he align with him?
Because he's a good
wrestling
manager.
It's all about image and all about controversy.
Yeah, image. I mean, the guy has a horrible image.
But it's the fact that he's such a hated wrestler, and Jesse wants to be the bad guy, and he's such a good bad manager.
He doesn't
image.
Need him though.
And,
Jesse could do it without
Fairplay
him.
Fairplay is not as bad in person, I don't think. I mean, I don't think
he's not.
Bad. I mean, and he's been on the show before, and he's
he's really cool. Me and him had a lot. We had a lot of conversation. He came up to me and he was like, you know, I'm really sorry about that. You know, thanks for not punching me in the face, because what I normally would do is punch first, ask questions later. Okay. But they can't answer questions late if I just knock their teeth out, okay?
They're not speaking.
You know, so I've been there before, not where I've puked on somebody, but, you know, he came up to me and he apologized, and we've hung out a lot more times, and, you know, I don't know. He's a good guy, and Michelle, his wife, is awesome.
You still want to hang out with him after that, though, Michelle?
I did.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hung out with his wife and his kid, and, you know, it's a lot different when it's...
Oh, God, he has a kid. Joy Kirsten has a child.
Yeah, and she's so freaking adorable. And,
the wife
is
real pretty.
Yeah.
He's a freaking mess. I'm sorry. He is one disgusting hot mess. His wife is beautiful.
Yeah, so I think when you have her around and the baby around and, you know.
Yeah, but you have
like,
him around ruining everything. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know.
I wouldn't want anybody like that around me. Not at all.
Hey, I need to close off the show, guys. And I wanted to tell people not to forget, vote for Lydia, because Paul's not here to tell
us. I love Lydia.
100 times.
Vote
so make sure
Lydia.
You vote for Lydia.
Hey, Lydia.
For Pop Chips.
And we're thinking about Vicky and Nikki both getting well.
Yes, everybody that needs to get better. I hope you guys get better.
Get well.
Come back
you
tomorrow
too,
night.
Mr. Ronrad. We want
and
you
if
well
everybody
too,
can
Ron.
Keep my great uncle in the prayers, which is my grandfather's brother. He just got rushed to the hospital about 20 minutes before I came on the show. He was supposed to come to my house. We were on the way to pick him up, and then we got the phone call that he got taken for a diabetes attack. So everybody can keep him in their prayers.
Oh, sure.
And that's my grandfather's brother, his older brother.
Oh.
So, I hope that he's okay.
Yeah.
So sorry.
And your mother, too, Ron. We'll be thinking of you.
Yeah.
Come back tomorrow night.
Your mom.
And, I'm gonna try to get a guest. That went to the American Idol taping, and I gotta get my email out to him.
Who loves American Idol?
And I had another guest tonight.
Me. Oh, it's awesome! I love Steven Tyler.
Yes, we'll talk about that this week some more.
Yeah.
We never got around to it tonight.
I don't know why. I mean, we had nothing to talk about.
I would rather talk that than Johnny Fairplay. Ugh. Any day.
Well, thank you guys so much for calling in. You guys were fantastic.
Thank you for being there to chat with. It was a lot of fun.
Love it.
You're always great, Candy.
Thank you for talking Real Housewives. Now maybe I'll have to go watch one.
You're going to believe me once you meet NeNe Leakes, Ron.
Just don't be the first one. Just don't let it not be Miami. Let it not be Miami. We don't want to discourage you.
He'll watch NeNe Leakes. He'll probably
Yeah, we don't want to discourage you. Anything but the Miami one.
I say Miami's pretty sucky.
At least
you get the pretty blue water and some nice bodies on the beach.
Orange County will be good. And Ron would probably like some of the chicks on there because they're good looking.
Heck yeah.
But they're blonde. He doesn't like blondes. That's right. They're pretty much all blondes.
Well, that's why he should definitely go for the Miami.
Yeah. Well,
there's only one blonde and a bunch of Cubans that are there.
Welcome to Miami.
I'm not a big Cuban.
I don't know if their storylines are going to be as good, though. I'm not sold on them yet.
Me neither.
You got 30 seconds.
All right, everybody. Love you guys. And
love you.
Thanks for another Manic Monday.
It was awesome.
Thanks, Michelle.
Feel good, Ron.
Love you guys.
Ron, Candace.
God bless you, sweetie.
Bye,
everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks, Ron.
Good night, Michelle.
Good night, Michelle.
Good night, Jerry. Good night, Kansas.
It's like,
good night, John Boy.
Which ones? That was insane.
Yes, it